Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Obviously, you know, when you look at the box score, gave up five and six and a two, but he pitched way better than the line score, obviously. You know, he was probably a strike away from giving us seven innings in a two-run ballgame, you know. They just got him there. The two-out single with two strikes, the nine-hole hitter. But other than that, I thought he was really, really good. Early in the game, obviously, they got him on a get-me-over breaking ball, but after that, he was really good.
Cardafino had been on a pretty nice run for a while. What went wrong from him there?
Yeah, I think he had a hard time putting hitters away, especially the couple of righties. He got ahead of Robles, and they ended up blocking him. Same thing with Arozarena. Just missing off the plate a little bit there, and then obviously Riley got him. But, yeah, he just won those outings where probably a pitch away, and he just never got there until they got him.
What did you say to the plate umpire after Pete got called out?
I thought it was a ball. So that was it.
Cadena had been pretty sharp even in that seventh inning. What was the decision to leave him in to face Rivas with Ottavino warming up?
Yeah, that was his game. That was his game there, especially with the way he was looking. That was his last hitter. And, 3-2 changeup off the plate and got a ground ball and just got through.
Offensively, is it night? Were you just chalking up to good pitching, or is there anything in particular about the bats that you didn't really like?
Yeah, I mean, Miller was pretty good. The fastball was really good, especially at the top, and the way he was using it outside of the strike zone. The split was really good. The breaking ball, the slider, I thought he was on tonight.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.